You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, brother.
Dude, send pics.
You said send pics.
I said I'll send pics, but I just said it like send, fast.
Yeah, I thought you said send pics. You don't see any pictures.
That's too fucking funny. All right, bro.
All right, dude. God.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
FMLFPL on.
Swash.
Here we are, dude. Halfway through the game week.
Halfway through the game week. And we got you're flying off to Asia tomorrow. So we're going to have a little bit of a different situation coming up. We'll have a guest and Dare and producer Nate pod with me, I think, next week.
Yeah.
But then you'll be back.
And then I'll be back.
Yeah. So. Just
the schedule kind of convenient for me flying to Taiwan, just missing one pod. But yeah, it's my last pod for like 3 weeks because of the weird schedule. So that'll be bizarre. If anyone has bars they like watching Premier League that are open at fucking weird hours in Taiwan or Singapore, let me know. I'm interested. maybe I'll go there if I'm that jet lagged or something.
Because we'll pod next. It'll be actual February.
That's crazy.
Yeah. January goes by very quickly, I find.
Especially when there's two game weeks.
Yeah. Well, that there's still games on the weekends at least. It's just,
scam of a mug, by the way.
Is it a scam? It's a smash and grab.
It's a smash and grab. I mean, you can just have the worst team in the world and get lucky and win a mug.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. So what are we going over today?
We're definitely not doing mugs. We're halfway through a game week. I mean,
oh my God, what am I going to do about that next pod without you? Holy shit.
I can write it up for you if you want. Yeah, just fucking skip it. Who gives a shit?
Host Walsh, the pod goes off the rails, baby.
I am so excited. I was trying to say it, trying to word it in a way to Nate, but it came out dumb no matter how I said it. But I was like, I can't describe the thrill and joy of listening to your own podcast without you on it.
It's so good. The only episode I've listened to in the last 4 years that we've done are the ones that I'm not on.
It's just like, it's so good. Like, it's so interesting. Like, what are you guys going to talk about? Like, what would I have said there? Like, what do they think about it?
Yeah, when I do it, when the topic comes up, I in my head imagine, like, this is what I think Alon's going to say. Before you start, and then you go, and I'm like, yes, or I was like, no, I was wrong.
I do that too, especially when I'm listening. It's like, or sorry, when you're not on, like in my head, when the other person's talking, I'm like, I'm pretty sure Walsh fucking hates this guy, or like, you know, like Walsh would never like do this.
I do that all the time. It's so funny. Well, not all the time because we don't do it very often, but when it happens,
it happens. Yeah. I'm not gonna pull our teams up, but I'm just, how's your week going so far? I mean, what were your moves again? Kev. Kevin Foden in for Mo and Son.
Kevin.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God.
So fucking funny, man.
What was the quote? And it's just like,
ready to start. He was ready your to start. Quote.
Walsh just DMs me his team. Kevin Foden. This is double game week fueled, I must say, right? Like, double game week 25 was announced on the Friday before the deadline, and it was just like, oh my God, everyone should get Foden, but yada, yada, yada. And then you just DM me your team, and you're just like, how could I not have Kevin? It's impossible.
Yeah,
it's like, get it.
It's silly. He's only played 43 minutes in the league this year, and he's been in my team for all 43 minutes.
Oh my God, that's actually true.
They were great. Every minute was great. So long may it continue.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. You have 100% of someone's minutes in your team. That's incredible.
Just so few minutes.
So good.
So many goals.
So many minutes.
Yeah, it's obviously stupid. Not good process, intelligent FPL decision. No. And sometimes dumb shit works. You know, I mean, I obviously play this game for my own perverse enjoyment, and that only really occurs when I have Kevin. So if Pepino says Kevin's ready to start, you know,
you're ready to have him.
I'm ready to click buttons. that's what happens. So yeah, you obviously got insanely lucky. But it's just ridiculous, you know, watching him play is just, he could have had a trip. I mean, he had two returns. He could have had three or four returns. He was just, single ball he plays forward is a created chance. And he scores just a ridiculous goal, and he's a top three player in the world. It's
funny. We've never really seen him as a super sub, obviously, because he starts every game when he's fit. But coming on in that game, down two against Newcastle, were completely out of legs.
The amount of space they were affording him was astonishing.
There was no one challenging a City player within like 40 yards of their goal. They were all just that far deep. And that was just like, it was a joke. It was just like, oh, you have fresh Kevon. This is so stupid. Yeah. Like, you can't stop him from doing this.
Even though after 10 minutes, he did look like he was about to throw up.
He was already so red.
That was fun.
That's gonna like carry you probably this week. I mean, we both didn't captain Saka or Palmer, who are the two by far biggest caps. Palmer gets a pen, he gets a 10-pointer. Saka TBD next weekend. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, that Kev Hall is gonna be great for you.
Yeah. How about you? How are you looking?
So
you
brought in Rashford for Bowen. I captained him. He got a goal today. Frustrating though. Could have got more. All my guys were just frustrating fuckers this week. I mean,
Poro got Watkins. He was just horrendous.
He was just kind of bad. Yeah. But Poro 6-pointer could have been a 12, 15-pointer. 10, you know,
10, 11. Bones. Yeah.
You know, Moreno last on my bench, 7-pointer. I mean, Gusto, not frustrating. Could have got sent off and didn't. So I'll take those points. But Rashford gets a goal. Could have had way more. Garnacho could have had an assist. Foden and Alvarez dodging everything imaginable. I mean,
That's the Jalv experience, is dodging.
And Foden. I mean, that was insane. Foden also took like six shots and did many
things. He did take a lot of shots.
So, I'm on 42, but I only have three guys left, and I didn't captain Saka, who's one of the guys. So it's good for now, but it's probably bad because I just have so many blankers. I just assume that it's going to be another red arrow for me. I started Garnacho over Solanke, so I don't have him to go. Bench Kaminsky your wise words. He got a 5-pointer.
I know. Maybe Neto will get fucking a 12 haul or something.
I mean, really all I need is, you know, for me at least, it's just all on Saka and Arsenal clean. I mean, like, if they don't clean and Saka blanks, I'm fine. I'm right alongside with everyone, and I have more points in the hand. But, you know, that game could just like completely fuck me. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, and I went with Darluce for captain, so we'll see how that goes for me.
That's beautiful. Thank God you didn't go Ollie.
Yeah, I really was on the brink, and I'm very happy that I did not, because I would be in a different mood today if I did.
Yeah. All right, yeah, no league updates, obviously. So let's just go. Let's just talk about Kevin. We got questions about him. Admanson, talk about Kevin. Is he a pick? Abdul, if Haaland isn't fit for Burnley, are you captaining Kevin? X50, for those of us who have held Mo so far, do we stick with our plan to hold until his return, or is Kev's arrival as an alternative premium good enough reason to get rid? And then last one is just for you, Slim Charles. StarCraft question for Walsh. If Kevin was a Terran unit, which one would he be?
Oh my God. That's too good, man.
That's good that people are just catching on to your StarCraft like fandom or whatever.
And he could be...
I can't answer that.
I can't even. I need to spend some more time thinking about that. I mean, I kind of think it's like a fire bat because he's just like, you know, the sound clips are like, I could imagine Kev. Yeah, and he's like Kev, red with cool. like ginger. Like, I feel like that's.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're sort of maniacal and like kamikaze-ish. So that's probably not appropriate.
Yeah, they're also like bad in a lot of matchups. Like, is there anything that's good into everything?
Because
you know, like, I don't know.
Not really. I mean, I guess
so vultures, he's a stimmed up marine.
I mean, it depends what race you're playing against. The meta is all different. If he's just a tank, he just fucking
siege tank.
He just sits there and he just fucking launches.
Yeah,
bombs.
I mean, that's kind of what he did against Newcastle. He's just gonna put balls in over and over again and destroy your base. So,
good for now. Or he's a Goliath. Fucking Goliaths are genius. I love Goliaths.
They look cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Kev, like, we were both kind of on the Friday My Life Patreon app. We were both kind of like, he's obviously not a pick. This is ridiculous. And then the double game week happens and our brains go to shit, clearly.
My brain gets into...
And you get enhanced. Yeah, you get enhanced. You're looking like Sam Cassell or something.
20 minutes of Kev, sign me up.
Now, where are we on the Kev thing? Because Kev says, like, I can only play 25 minutes a game. Pep's like, you know, he's not ready. I don't know when he's going to be ready. We need to be really careful with him. So, like, still kind of don't expect him to start. But, like... You know, obviously everyone was watching that game, pops off, home Burnley next, double coming soon. What do we do?
Well, we are afforded 2 weeks over 2 weeks from the time of this recording before the Burnley game, which is a fucking long ass time
really
to keep rehabbing, gaining fitness, like doing stuff. And then, you know, then it's another, you know, 5-6 days. The thing that's unfortunate with the double is it's quite the pile up because Champions League also is in between, is right. So they have a game Saturday, February 10th is game week 24. Then they're going to have a Champions League game in midweek. Then Saturday the 17th is the beginning of their double. And then the back end of their double is
Tuesday. Jeez.
So they have 2 days Saturday, off. Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday. Guessing who's starting those two games in 25 is fucking nonsense, Joe.
Ortega.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, who knows what's up with Ederson. Yeah, but ultimately, it's just extra fixtures, and that's good. You know what I mean? It's just more fixtures. So whether he starts, it's too far away to possibly...
There's also, I mentioned this also on Patreon episode, there's also the cup match at Spurs, which I assume they'll probably take seriously, especially after like warm weather training and shit. He'll want to get everyone sharp again. So we might get some info in that cup game, actually. Like if he plays a half, that's a big improvement, right? He doubled his minutes, you know? So that would be, you know, leading us on to think, okay, maybe he can start, maybe he could play 60 soon or something. Also with Haaland, right? We'll know, like, if he's on the bench, if he starts, if he plays 30, okay, Haaland's good to go, right? So that might be a big data point, might be nothing. We don't know yet, but I mean...
All of that to say, though, does it matter? I mean, he just got 12 points in 20 minutes, and he should have probably gotten more than that.
Yeah, but if we're talking... If his actual outlook... If there was a crystal ball and it was like... When City are losing, Kev will play the last 20 minutes of the game. That's his outlook for the next like three fixtures. I'm like, I'll never get that player.
That doesn't sound reasonable to bank off that.
I just don't know, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's fair.
If they were already losing, like if he was fit enough for 45, he comes in at half.
Probably.
Right. So I'm like, that's his max. That's his, I don't know. But the other bottom line is that with this fucked up schedule, don't make any moves. Everyone who's listening to the pod being like, oh my God, I can't wait to do insert red flag to Kev. You need to fucking relax. I don't care about price changes. He went up 0.1. Max, he goes up as 0.3. Whatever. Relax. Fine. Wait for the info.
I don't agree. I think transfer him in, triple rise, great for too much.
Oh my God.
I need a farm here.
Oh, baby. Yeah. You have different motives. I just think it's just so, it's such a test of patience. It's fucking 2 weeks away. Yeah, yeah. It's more than 2 weeks away.
Yeah. So, I mean, the minutes question is, outlook is muddled.
Yeah.
To say the
very muddled.
At best.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I obviously have an unhealthy obsession with Kevin. He's my favorite. Since Ozil doesn't play anymore, Kevin's just my favorite player in the world.
Your Mount Rushmore is like Kevin, Tadic, Ozil, and I don't know who the fourth is. Maybe undiscovered person. Maybe Bafétimbi Gomis or something. I don't know.
It's those three are definitely on it.
Bale,
I have to think.
Bale,
No. The end of Bale soured, which is very sour. Yeah, I have to think more about that. Joel Ward, probably. I mean, the landscape of the midfielders in the game, though, also with, you know, Mo and Son gone.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sitting here being bashed over the head with all these insane, incredible options that I wish I had also, which is important because, you know, you're comparing him to the field as well, right? And there's not a ton out there where you're just like, oh, it's really stupid to have Kevin when you could have like insert name here. And there really aren't more than four or five midfielders in the game who I think you would be talking about for your team. I mean,
if there's a wild card team this week, and Kevin's the first name in the team, there's absolutely 0% chance he's not in the team. I just wait. You know, like, I think he should be. I mean, also, you know, talking about the double in 25, like, he should be in your plans almost just as much as, like, Mo and Haaland, almost. As, like, I really fucking want him for the double in 25, right? Like, as he gets fit and City go on a rampage of probably winning 15 games in a row, like, yeah, I'm going to really want him in my team really soon. When it comes down to it, are we going to be able to afford Trent, Mo, Kev, Haaland? Don't know about that.
Probably. I mean, you'll have to make some sacrifices.
You'll have to make some sacrifices like Saka and you know.
Yeah, which is hardly a sacrifice. I mean, he barely gets any points.
Yeah, but it's like not just him though, right? It's like, that's a ton of fucking money. Yeah. Ali, Saka, and another midfield like probably does not get you there, even though we all have money in the bank. So that's going to be a little tricky, I think.
Yeah, we'll get there when we get there, but we're still far from that.
Yeah, it's just something to think about when you're like making moves and, you know, worrying about your fucking areola or something dumb like that. Like, no, you should probably worry about like, how am I going to get Kev and how am I going to get Haaland and how am I going to get Mo?
Yeah, I agree with that. The one other note just to state is Foden was not permitted to leave the sideline when Kev did come on.
Yeah, second half, yeah.
So, I mean, if that's going to be continuation when Kev is on the field, I mean, Foden's going to have a hard time finding points. He's still active and busy,
but
he was just hugging the touchline the whole time Kev was on.
First half, it looked like, I cannot believe he doesn't have points, him and Jalv. Yeah. And then, second half, he was very much shunted.
Yeah, so that's something to just keep an eye on, because if that does... If that does remain the case and he's just providing width on the right when Kevin's in and just to have space.
I mean, Foden to Kev. Like, that's what I was thinking. Like, I have this Haaland money. It might be spent by next game week on Foden to Kev.
Yeah. I mean, and to me, I mean, I have Foden and Kev now. Obviously, I just brought them both in, but I'm kind of just like, I'll just get all three of them and I'll just let that ride for a little while because I mean, I have fucking like 7 million in the bank. So getting Haaland, I could do literally on a free transfer for with my one transfer easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But, you know, City have all the games and they look like they're just kind of starting to vibe. I mean, they're getting fit except for Haaland and, you know, Stones is out, but the midfield, you know, Kovacic is, you know, they just have, they have bodies now, so that's good for them.
And Bob Harley Boys asked about Ortega, but we don't know anything yet, and it's two weeks away. It's probably not an option. And then Jeff said, are the not premium City players the trappiest traps to have ever trapped? I mean, Foden and Jals.
The defense keeps just not doing anything.
Kyle's so that's fucking interesting. Awful.
Yeah, he gets an assist, but also fucking is that the scene of the crime? All the crimes.
Kyle
and
he had
gets
a very,
two bonus points somehow.
Kyle had a very poro performance.
Yeah.
Just like,
he's like the
assist,
worst player.
Worst defender on the pitch. Get two bones. Easy game for Kyle.
It's fucking crazy from Kyle.
Yeah. And honestly, also on the other side of things, I thought Newcastle were pretty good. I mean, in the end, they ran out of legs completely. 70 on, they were done. But like they're also against the best team in the world, you know, so don't be too harsh on them. To me, they showed signs that they may bounce back from what was an insane drop off. And, you know, Gordon looked good. Isak looked good. They have one more game that you would say is really hard, away Villa, before a nice little run.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
They're, you know, I'm interested. I think Gordon's probably been overlooked because he's such an annoying prick and he's been bad for a bit, but like he's still a good player and he has a good run. If Callum remains out, Isak's a pick. You know, Trips probably will be good again once the fixtures turn again, as he always is. So that's something to keep in mind too.
Yeah. Yeah, Isak is the one that's, I mean, he's scored in three straight.
He's
low key.
So good. He's so good.
Yeah, he's just really good. I'm worried about no Joelingtons quite a bit.
6 weeks.
Yeah, so the defense to me is, I mean, they're still so thin.
Yeah.
And, you know, they will kind of have their best 11 available except for Joelinton.
Except for him, yeah.
Which, you know, is probably good enough. And they don't have all these games, other competitions. I mean, so after the Villa game, I think it's certainly, you know, reasonable to start looking at Newcastle picks to start bringing them back in again. They should, you know, kind of, I think they should right the ship.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think they will. Mm-hmm. What other games happened that were cool?
Well, the Friday game was worthless, obviously.
It was funny, and then I cannot believe that goal was allowed for Luton, but that's a whole different issue.
I don't want to bother
biggest
talking
fucking
about
joke
that.
Ever. Yeah. I mean, is there shit that we should say about the Chelsea? Did you watch Chelsea Fulham?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. I missed the first like 15 minutes.
You know, so Palmer gets a pen. That's basically like the only thing that happened that was memorable in the game.
Yeah. Chelsea were bad.
Chelsea completely lost control of the game, but also Fulham didn't really create anything except like little scrambles.
Yep. Fulham are bad.
And Chelsea only had one chance that was of note at all. And it was a Raz header that I'm not even sure he got his head on. And the pen.
Yeah.
And that makes 5 double digit hauls from Palmer.
Yeah.
And he's returned in 9 out of 13 starts.
Yeah. Yeah. Pens are good when you get them every game.
Three of his 5 double digit hauls were penalties.
Yeah.
And the other two were Luton and Sheffield. And it's just,
I mean, he in open play was really not doing much of anything, which he has games where he does that because, I mean, whenever I watch Chelsea play, it's a very different situation every time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Palmer started playing striker a little bit at the end. He had a few minutes there, but when he's playing, actual right wing. I mean, it's not a good position for FPL points, and when he's not coming inside and he's just really peripheral. And then he also spent a lot of the game helping up the build up, which is not good for FPL points. And all of this to say, you know, he's so good though.
He's actually still an incredible player. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just so good. He just finds space so well. And even though he's not in the best FPL position in the game from minute 1 to 90, he is for maybe like 25 of those minutes, you know, pretty consistently in each game. I feel like there's a period of each game where he is playing in a very like FPL friendly position.
Well, and that was also notably like, which I think is a feather in his cap, is like Chelsea were fucking awful, and they Poch notably was like, we need to get Palmer more inside and more on the ball. And that was like kind of their best spell that also led to the pen.
Yeah. The thing about that, which I think we've covered a month ago, is this is obvious literally every minute of the game when Palmer is not playing there.
Yeah.
And dumb idiot fuck from Argentina does this stupid shit every game. So I'm not expecting it to change where he's like, oh, maybe I should put my best player in their best position. But no, we got to make sacrifices for like, I don't know, Gallagher. It seems like the whole team just revolves around Gallagher getting in those secondary striker positions.
Has to be.
You know, he has zero goals on the season after playing nearly 2,000
zero
minutes.
Assists, I think. Somehow.
No, he has a few assists. Oh, okay, I think. Okay. He has five. Yeah.
Oh, never mind. It's a lot.
And anyway, I mean, I don't want to go ranting about Chelsea. I could.
No, I mean, the moral of the story is Palmer's incredible, and he's also God on bones. You know, so a pen is a 10-pointer.
Yeah.
And also, I don't feel like I was wrong in not captaining him, and I'm pretty sure you probably don't feel the same way because I mean, Chelsea were dog shit. He didn't do anything in open play, and
for the most part,
And like,
I mean, if I watched that game and I captained him, I'd be like, that was
so
I got
lucky.
Away with one. Like, that was stupid, and that this was not going well for me.
Yeah, 100%. 100% agree. It's complete luck that you got that, and lucky is good.
Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of teams that I've seen that don't have him still. Just, you know, I mean,
if you're tanking it, you're tanking it.
It's just these types of picks, you're not going to be gaining on the field by swerving. It's just he has too many routes, and you know, they play openly, you know, also. I mean, their games are all fairly open, Chelsea this year.
Yep.
There's a lot of space in the pitch. You know, there's a lot of movement, and he's really good. We were talking in Discord a little bit about it. I mean, I'm really interested for next season with Palmer because I think
what's his price gonna be?
They'll give him, I think he'll be like 8.5, and I don't think it'll be enough. Like, I think he's going to still be underpriced, and I think that's going to be a really nice little cheeky time to, like, starting with him feels really good next year.
Yeah, usually that's the kind of player we would
We avoid.
Yeah. He gets a 3 million price hike or something like that. But yeah, it does sort of feel that way, right? I mean, someone made the point, like, Saka scored 200 points and went up 0.5, right? So sometimes you just get these situations where it's just like, I don't know. FPL doesn't, the towers don't believe in him as much as we may. And sometimes they're right. You know, Martinelli's 8 million. Like, he should be 3 million. But
yeah, but he's a winger.
He's a hashtag winger.
Yeah.
The, and I just wanted to shout out Raz for being the all time Premier League pen winner by 3. He's just clear
of
Vardy.
Really?
All time.
Hilarious, man.
It's just like, he was hilarious. Really bad. Yeah. Raz was having such a bad game, and then he just does the one thing, and Diop is probably one of the all-time pen conceders.
Yeah. I mean, he just sticks limbs out.
I need to look up how many pens this guy's
conceded. He's so uncoordinated,
Yeah.
He's so gangly and uncoordinated. He's so, like, he has no control over his limbs.
He seems like he's a high schooler who had like a 1 foot
huge growth spurt.
Yeah, and he's just like, what do I do here? My pants all go to my shins, and like, I don't know. He's conceded 7 pens in the Premier League.
It's a lot.
That's a fucking ton.
He can't even have that many minutes.
Yeah, that's a ton. Yeah, he has basically two and a half seasons where he's been like a nailed on starter, and the other seasons he was a backup.
Not good, Clive.
That's a lot of pens. And that's basically one every 10 games. Yikes.
Fulham are just so useless.
Get out of my face, Fulham.
They're so useless.
Get out of here. So that game, the Everton Villa game, anything you want to say about that game? Fucking nightmare game.
Well, I mean, Dyche dragged them down to his level.
Oh, my God.
It was another one, though, where, you know, Road Villa was
bad. It was very, you know, Road Villa.
It was very Road Villa is a different team. I don't really understand why.
I know. I mean, that's one of the great mysteries of the world, right? Is like, how can a team drop off this much when the only difference is the people in the crowd?
Yeah. No, it's really something. And I mean, we had some different, you and I were talking in Discord a bit, but we had some differing opinions on some individual player performances. Yeah. But I think, you know, I think I've seen enough of Villa this year to sort of formulate like Watkins as an FPL pick when Diaby and Bailey are on the pitch is not a good pick. He doesn't do anything.
Like, well, Diaby and Bailey also never work together for 1 second in any game, I feel like. Like, maybe they sub on
they've
and
had
positively
some, yeah,
influence, but I feel like when they start together, it's just every time they start together, it's like, okay, can we get someone off the bench to change this? Because it's like, what?
They all just get, I mean, even when Diaby was playing with Watkins, you know, consistently, I mean, you know, he had the Burnley's like such a throwaway fixture, but I mean, it still sort of feel like Diaby and Watkins are, they work together in real life, but for FPL, when you want Watkins to have more space, like, Diaby just goes into those spaces so fucking often.
Yeah, in real life, I thought it was great. And back then, it feels like an actual year ago, but back then, I was really high on Diaby as a pick. I was like, dude, this guy's playing striker, and he's a 6'5 winger, or he's 6'5 mid.
He's had a really bizarre season, Diaby.
Really bizarre. Really bizarre.
But Watkins is infuriating to own. It really, he's something else because. Yeah. He has games where he literally just doesn't do anything. Like today was case in point. I mean, he just didn't do anything.
He was an outlet.
Well, I mean, he was basically the long ball outlet all game. Yeah. But when they had possession, he was just taking up sort of nothing positions and just dragging. He was like decoy almost. And Moreno, Bailey. I mean, someone was fucking up in the final third. McGinn, whoever. But
they were just in the final third. Yeah, they had like they Everton so had a little force field, and Villa just kind of like couldn't penetrate it. I mean, I thought when Duran came on, that was the only point when I was like, oh, Villa are going to score. Like last, whenever it was 20, and he came on and was just like, oh my God, shot monster, like win my headers, win, you know, hold up the ball kind of guy. So maybe that's a future solution or something. But yeah, they were just kind of bad.
Yeah, they were bad. I think the thing with Watkins too, just watching him and thinking about him as I usually do, not having pens is just the most enormous issue for him. And it's insane for FPL because, you know, I think about like Tony, right? Where there are plenty of games that I've seen like this, game where it's like, you know, Brenham, Everton, and Tony has that performance where he's just holding the ball up and working hard for his team and he gets a pen and gets 9 points. You're like, oh, yes.
Unbelievable.
But you at least have that, you know, that solace of knowing, you know, if the thing happens.
Yeah, it's like a
safety
net or something, yeah.
Yeah, if the thing happens, I'm going to get at least, you know, 5 points for the goal that will be scored.
I mean, Palmer, right? Aforementioned Palmer.
Yeah.
And 5 pens.
It just stresses. It puts so much stress. Like, Watkins has one goal in his last, like, 7 games. And it just puts so much stress on open play when you don't get literal free points when you're comparing him. We have three picks, you know? And
yeah, I mean,
there are 10 strikers on pens. Like, you know, why would you have him over Tony? It's just kind of crazy.
No,
or
I mean,
Solanke or Hart, you know, or
it's
Dar-
a good way to
or, you
put
know,
it,
or,
I think, because,
Holland,
like,
right?
We have, like, City and Liverpool guys, you know, in recent memory, like those are like the attacks we want to jump on, right? They're like the best two teams and they might be this year too. It's okay because, you know, like they're going to consistently create tons of chances in open play, right? Like it's okay. You can rely on that. But other teams where it's less consistent, even just one or two tiers down, like Villa, where it's much less consistent, especially on the road, the pen factor makes such a big difference because, like Villa and Brentford, like, they might be like 8 places apart in the table, but pens and not pens like makes that up. It makes the difference up between the two, right? And it's the same with Palmer, right? It's like Chelsea obviously aren't on the City Liverpool level, but the pens that in the consistency of pens that he's getting like makes up the gap and makes him a pick.
Yeah, it's just, I think with Watkins, it's just really hard looking at him. Like, even against Isak, and now that Tony's back, like, I don't want... Well, yeah, I think Solanke is just clearly better.
Yeah. But
it's just hard to argue for Watkins. I mean, other than just he plays 90 every week and he runs around.
On
and,
a top
Yeah, on a top team. And he has, I mean, he has 20 returns and we're just through game week 21, which is, I think, good. Watching them, though, I mean, that one 23-pointer really carries a lot of water for him in the Brighton game.
It's big.
I mean, it really distorts it because he's still just very minimally trickling points in. And I don't know if he's just not great. You know, he's a great but not great pick.
It's also interesting because all of the guys that you mentioned that he's competing with, I mean, I'm scrolling through to make sure I'm not like completely fucking up. I guess Dom isn't included in this because he has the hat trick, but everyone else that Ollie's kind of competing with doesn't have that one monster haul, that one 20-pointer, right? So it's unfair to say like, oh, just subtract Ollie's 23-pointer and he's not even been that good this season at FPL without subtracting the best game from the other forwards. But the best game for the other forwards is like a 12-pointer.
Sure.
It's not a 23-pointer. So like he's going down twice as much as everyone else with that one freak game. And it was a freak game. Obviously it was a freak game.
Was.
Three goals and two assists.
Yeah. He was struck by lightning every 5 seconds and things were fine. And his underlying numbers weren't even very good in that game. But even if you do take away those 5 returns, he's still on 15 returns in 20 games.
He's great.
Which is
he ticks.
Great.
He ticks. He's a good pick. He's never a bad pick.
He's a terrible pick.
Is he one of the best 7 attackers in the game? With Kev coming back, with Holland coming back, with Mo and Son eventually coming back, like probably not. You know? Probably not.
We say all this when it's, you know, Sheffield United soon, Fulham, NFO, Luton, Spurs, like West Ham, Wolves. I mean, 22 to 29 or 30 or whatever. And then he has a little tough one with City and Arsenal in quick succession in April, but he's going to get points. It's just, it's so hard. It's so hard watching him and just holding him.
you just got to do it. I mean, I think that like,
you don't. I mean, you can do whatever you like.
You don't, but it's the same way I feel about like Saka most of the games. Right? Yeah. I'm just like, geez, like Arsenal, brutal. Yeah. Every Arsenal game is like one of the worst watches you could have, right? They're just so boring and methodical. But you just hold him through it and he gets you points.
Yeah.
And you look back and you're like, wow, I'm glad I have him. that worked out, you know? He had a run very recently of 2-3-1-2. And every question we got in was, is Saka good? Should I have Saka? Do I sell Saka? Right. And then he scores against Fulham. Everyone's fucking captaining him against Palace. Like, it changes so fast.
Which, by the way, I don't know. What are we smoking? That everyone's on Saka. Like, I would have.
It's kind of
scary. He would have been like my ninth choice. I would have probably captained every other attacker in my team that I own besides Saka this week.
When the numbers came out that the elite teams captain Saka 65% of the time, Palmer 23% of the time, I said in Discord, I was like, if I knew that it was going to be this weighted, I would have captained Palmer. Part of the reason I didn't cap Palmer is because I thought it was going to be like basically 50-50. Everyone's captaining those two. I didn't realize it was going to be fucking 2/3 Saka. I was like, whoa, what? They all,
I don't know, man,
talk to each other. They all just like, it's a fucking game of telephone.
Do you think that's why? They're just in their own echo chamber and then they just all follow along. Like, is that a thing? I mean, I'm so unplugged.
I know some of the guys, right? Like, I've had LR on here. I've had Baker on here, right? I remember I talked that day or the day before or something to Baker. And he was just, and I mentioned like, fuck, dude, I still don't know who I'm going to cap or something like that. And he wrote like, yeah, we're all kind of like creeping towards Saka.
We're all
basically means exactly who are
all your base
friends.
To us?
Yeah, all your base. But all the guys that I'm talking about, they're all friends. They're all in the same pods. They're all in text threads. And that's just kind of how it happens.
How
you know?
Good is All Your Base, by the way?
Oh, my God.
I haven't watched that.
Yeah, we should pull that up. Maybe I should name
the episode. Put that in the notes.
Yeah, All Your Base.
My God. Dude, that shit's like fucking 30 years old, right? What's that from? A game from like...
That was pre-YouTube. That was like Ebound's World or something. That was,
we were in elementary school.
Yeah, that was really old. OG meme.
If you know, you know. And if you don't know, fucking watch All Your Bases Belong to Us.
Yeah. I have no idea what it's from, by the way.
I think it's from a video game.
Yeah,
It's just like a video game. Like, you know how they make the animations of like the story of a video game Super Nintendo or something? Yeah, it was like a cutscene. I think that's what it is, from some like badly translated game or something.
Oh, like a Japanese game. Yeah. I mean, it's fucking incredible.
It's so good. Everton are fucking...
I mean, Everton...
they might just be back to DSL, unwatchable, worst thing ever.
I just call them DSL. Dick sucking lips.
No, that's the modem. We're talking about old internet.
I'm getting in the mode. You have DSL or cable, bro.
How many people listening to this have never heard of DSL before?
Most
probably. People.
Yeah, most people.
Oh my God.
Let alone ever heard a modem connecting to dial-up, but... Yeah, DCL, you got this one chance. He obviously missed it. And that's the end of the story. There nothing else to talk about. And then there was the fucking United Spurs game that was all the entertainment that we needed for the weekend. Great fucking game. So fun. So sloppy. No defending. Fun game.
I think there's a lot to talk about in this game, actually.
Talk to me.
Well, Man United are getting fit. And Hojlund's looks like he's finally kind of figured out what he's supposed to be doing in this league and with his life.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Eriksen's a problem, right? Him playing in that position in this fixture was just he couldn't have done it for 20 minutes, and let alone, I mean, took him like thank God he took him at 57 was charitable, but I mean, their balance is still like quite a bit off, but getting Lissandro off the bench is just so enormous, and Shaw, you know, seemingly getting closer to fitness. Close.
Yeah, I think he'll play next game, maybe. Yeah, without a setback.
Look, we make fun of Ten Hag all the time. He wears all his funny hats. He's so bald and all the things, and he's so mean, and he seems like just an asshole. But the way that he wants to play, I mean, having the back four, the first choice back four, is so important, and being able to build up and build out in that way without just having, you know, traumas occur on the pitch you know, Jevons has to turn all this stuff, and
Scott has to play a pass.
Yeah, Scott has to just pass ever, exist. You know, get, you know, 1B will not play soon, which will also help this. And like, you'll just start seeing the pass maps get a bit better, and especially with Casemiro coming back as well.
Yep.
I mean, and Rashford looks like he's just cares again, or is fit again, or whatever again.
Yeah, but whatever you want to attribute it to. Yeah.
So, I mean, I could imagine them having a little bit of a resurgence here in the second half and being a real, you know, kind of force to be reckoned with, if you will, for the last few months of the season as they do get these players back. Because, you know, they were good last year. I mean, they won a lot more than they lost or drew last year, right? Yep. And, you know, they do... Look, like, you talk about, like, Casemiro, right? He's like, oh, he's so fucking old, and he looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow. Well, you know what helps old players who have played 50,000 minutes?
Rest.
3 months off.
Like, yeah, rest.
He just had fucking...
Nap at 2 p.m. every day.
Naps and 3 months off. So, I mean, you're getting past that. And if you're like, hey, can you go for 15 games over a 3-month or 4-month stretch and give me everything?
Yeah, no, you're up.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that could work, and you could see him playing at a high level, and that literally is all they need. Like, if he is playing at his level, this team is 10x. And that's the exact thing that they have been missing so desperately. Yep. All
Casemiro
year,
and for Eriksen, and they just win today.
Easily.
They just win, and they're just better.
Yeah, I think it would be easily... I mean, the lack of control midfield, and it's the spacing mood. So, you know, and Garnacho also, right? He had a very mixed bag game today, but
He's good on the right, though. I think he's good. Yeah, like he offers a lot of good things for them.
He offers in possession. He's good. Yeah. IRL, he's good. I mean, from an FPL standpoint today, he's...
Not good.
Not good. Yeah. Very peripheral. But just from an IRL standpoint, he tracks back. Yeah, he just does. He's active.
And he gets them up the pitch. Like he gets them up the pitch. There were so many like mid to long balls out to him, back inside, out to Rash, or out to him, up to Hoyland, who holds up and he lays it off or something like that. I feel less strongly that they're going to be a good team necessarily, because I still just have so many midfield questions. But I do think that like the attack is clicking in a way that we haven't seen all season. That's why I got Rashford, right? He looks good and he's starting to get a lot of shots and chances. He could have had a triple return today easily.
Him and Hojlund look like they're actually developing an understanding. They're in partnership.
Bruno's always elite, so I'm not worried about that. That's continuing to happen as usual. And then, yeah, Garnacho's just such an upgrade over Antony. I mean, Antony is like, where has his stock gone in, you know, the last 2 years? Like, promising winger at Ajax to 100 million pounds
this year?
To just, is that good? Yeah, he's just so far behind Garnacho in my mind. It's like ridiculous. He should never start ahead of him. But yeah, I mean, it makes him better.
He's like the worst right winger in the league.
He's fucking
awful. Who is worse than him?
He's fucking awful.
I mean, there are children that sub on for Luton that I'm like, oh, this player's better. Oh,
he's showing me something here. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Odegaard, a billion times better than him.
Not close. Yeah, I mean, it's... back to the defense. So I think getting the defenders in... Yeah, like, if they can play the guys. If they can play, like, Lissandro, Shaw, Varane, and Dallow in the back four, we don't... I mean, compared to what we've been watching this season, I mean, that is just Johnny an Evans insane... That is an insane upgrade. And...
No question.
Like, the thing with Man United that I was starting to feel like today was, like players having an understanding, they didn't even really have any developed like triangles or overloads or like there were a lot of individual moments with Man United today still, which is typical of them all year. And, you know, but when they, if they can get this, their best 11 on the field and stay fit for a period of time to develop understandings with one another, I feel like they have everything you need, you know, to just be good.
I still think the midfield's a big problem. I know I don't think
Manu's good at all. I just think it's all hinges on Casemiro. Like, if Casemiro is fit and comes back
to, like, you know, I'm one of the best DMs in the world level, maybe, but he might also just be old and just never reach those heights again. If he's toast,
then I'm with you. Yeah, but I don't believe that, because I just feel like with the rest, because we saw him play at the same level last year.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, that guys do fall off cliffs sometimes. Yeah,
no, and he might have. If he did, then the problems are there. But I think you can also kind of paper over a lot of those cracks with the back four being fit. Like, you put Shaw in different positions. I mean, you have Dallow gets the ball up. Like, Garnacho gets the ball. I mean, I think they won't have too much problems progressing the ball. I think it's more of just, you know, when they run into a team like Spurs where, I mean, I think McSauce is horrible, but he should have started McSauce. I mean, Eriksen just... He just couldn't keep up with the game.
I mean, when you think about it, all they did last season was beat the bad teams.
Yeah.
Right? Like, even last season when they were fit and Casemiro played every fucking game, they still got demolished by the good teams. So it's okay if they're, you know, if like that's all they do. Like, that's a huge upgrade to what we've seen this season, is any form of consistency beating the bad teams and winning your home game. So, you know, maybe they're good. But yeah. I think Rashford's a pick. I mean,
I agree. He was so good today.
So good. He's been good lately. They are at Wolves, home West Ham, at Villa, at Luton, home Fulham. I like him. The only thing that'll get me to transfer him out is like the emergence of Kev, the returning of Mo, and that'll be a problem. But even if it's a short term, I think he's a good one. So
yeah, I agree. I mean, and like you've said, you know, the streakiness is a real thing, and he has three returns in three, and his eye test, like his pass, looks very, very good. So he's definitely should be on the buy list. And then Poro, you know, I don't know what to say about him. He's a just monster. Such a, he's a crazy guy. He's just a crazy guy.
Can't really remember a defender like him in FPL. Like, you want to say Trent, but he's nothing like him. They don't play similarly at all. And Liverpool defense has never been this open.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of... I mean, I know that he's never played this many minutes in succession in his actual career or lifetime, but a little Reese-ish to me.
Mm. But even Chelsea, right? Chelsea have never been this.
No, but, like, yeah, but I'm like, just saying in terms of a defensive FPL pick.
Like just cross, yeah, corner, cross corner, cross. Yeah.
They're fairly accurate. Never scores a goal because he doesn't know how, even though he does in the cup.
In the cup, he scores, yeah.
I mean, he scored some worldies last year. I don't know how he scored three goals last year.
I mean, I still think he will. I just, I don't know.
He got in that one position today when he was inside and I was like, oh, you're going to take a shot. And he fucking did some stupid ass shit. Do you remember that? It was like, I think it was like towards the end of the first half. Do you know what I'm talking about? He was like he was inside, like running with the ball. No one was near him. And he like prematurely crossed it to nobody. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
But his return, he has 8 assists.
It's crazy. I mean, I went on a large rant about him at some point where I was just like, he should be in every team. Like, he's that attacking. Like, I expect to return every game. And the bones are fucking insane. Without the bones, he, like, really would be barely a pick. Because, like, if these assist games were 3-pointers and not 6-pointers, it would be bad.
Yeah.
But he gets an assist. They concede 2 goals and draw, and he gets fucking bones. Or they concede 4 and get absolutely fucked, and he gets 2 bones. It's like if that was a 3-pointer, not a 5-pointer, like that shit adds up big time.
Yeah, he has 13 bones. You know, I mean, he only has 83 points on the whole season altogether. 13 of them is a very large percentage.
That's fucking insane. Yeah, so. That's absolutely fucking insane.
Yeah,
he's almost like Cresswell if Cress was allowed to like get into the final third. It's like if Cresswell was managed by Bielsa or fucking
no, dude. That's
I'm just trying to think of guys who just like
Poro does open play shit. Cresswell's shit was strictly on
that's what I mean. It's Cresswell, but he's managed by Bielsa.
And he's a different player because Cresswell could never run.
And he has
like
legs.
But, I mean, that's the thing with Poro is his fitness. His just engine watching is it's
crazy.
Insane. It's crazy fucking engine. Insane how much he runs. Every game he sprints all game.
Maybe it's like Cancelo or something. I don't know. Yeah, but anyway, we don't need to worry about that. He creates a billion chances. He puts in a billion crosses and corners every game. They're good on them too.
Yeah.
And he racks up bones. He's just such a good pick. In a year where there's no clean sheets, it's just incredible pick.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he is 5'8 now. I didn't realize he just keeps going up. I mean, when did I got him a while ago? I think he was like 5'3 when I got him or something. But yeah. Yeah, Poro.
How many assists can he possibly end up with?
5'4 I had him. I mean, he should have had.
He could have had 2. 3. Yeah, 2.
He could have had 4.
Should have had, could have had 3 or 4.
I think 2. 2
the Romero miss was insane.
The Romero miss was crazy. Harder to miss than to score unless you were trying to miss, but I don't think he was.
Yeah.
All right, but Spurs just doing the thing.
Yeah, Rich. We got to talk about Rich and Timo. Yeah, holy shit. We almost went a pod without talking about Rich and Timo. And Rich is such a good pick. Like, that's the slight gutting thing about my Rashford. Like, oh, everyone's sucking my dick in Discord. Oh my God, Adelon, Rash, holy shit. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. But like, Rich is better and cheaper and got more points than him. And everyone owns Rich and I own Rash. You know, and I'm like, yeah, it's cool. It's cool when your shout works and he scores a goal and he could have scored more. But it's less cool when the much higher owned, cheaper guy is a better pick and scores every fucking game and gets 8 points. it's just less cool. That's all I'm saying.
That's fine. That's fine. All of that's fine. It's still just difficult with me with Rich because, like, cool, you scored on a corner kick.
Yeah.
I mean, he
did nothing.
He started playing a little bit better, I think, like somewhere around like minute 60. I think he had like a pretty good spell for about 20 minutes.
He had another like pretty good shot from a pretty good
spot. He held the ball up a few times nicely where he like kind of stitched play together, link play together a little bit. But
yeah,
I mean, by and large, he just does nothing. He does nothing. He doesn't make runs. He just marks himself and just occupies one player. Like, he doesn't even occupy both center backs. I mean, being a center back playing against Rich must be the easiest thing of your life. Like, that's, you don't even thing, have to though, worry right? about it's anything. Like,
it's hard because this, but I just think that, like, this is the striker position, right? It's like, you say that, but then he gets his goal. So you failed. Right, like that. It's like a fucking pass rusher in the NFL. It's like he's bad against the run. He fucks up, blah 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 blah. Gets a big sack. Great.
So
game.
You're saying, like, strictly by nature of the system,
yeah,
that he will fall into a. He is very good on set pieces and heading. We know that he's very good at heading, but yeah, just by nature of the system, like, even he will remember to, you know, stutter step and, you know, slow down his run when it's going, like, someone's cutting down the byline for a cutback that he can get a tap in periodically.
He only got two shots today, but, like, in other games he gets more shots. He gets chances. We just talked about Poro, right? I think it doesn't go hand in hand, but it's related, right? Yeah. Million crosses, million corners. All they fucking do is cross. They send their really fast wingers on go rounds, get it to him and cross. And 8 out of 9 crosses are terrible, and then one finds his head.
Yeah.
And Matto is probably back next game. You know, like, they're getting guys. They're going to be better in open play. I think Kulu was out this game too. I mean, Timo had, like, he must have trained maybe once before the game today, right? Like, he just had to play because Kulu was out. He wasn't supposed to start today. Yeah,
he's just healthy, so he played.
You know, I just think there's still upside. Like, I still think it's a team that should improve. Center backs are back. And I still think he's going to improve. I still think it's a new position that he's learning, basically.
And he's so stupid, so it's going to take him really long time.
it's hard. It's also hard.
He never makes his own goal, you know? I feel like he does that one in 20 of his career goals. Like, he actually made it himself.
Right.
And that was when he was on Everton, like, so long ago. And yeah, he's still a blind spot for me. I have no interest or real intention of bringing him in the near term. And, you know, he'll probably continue to score every other or every third game, and I'll curse myself when it happens.
He's like, weirdly not a blind spot for me, and I also somehow don't have him, right? I've been saying you like him a lot more. Yeah,
than me.
I think he's getting better at striker. I think he's a pick, and blah 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 blah. And here I am with, like, Foden, Rashford, like, Garnacho. Like, I'm just like, don't have him, but still think he's a good pick. You know, like, he can be the worst attacker on the pitch, like he is for Brazil, obviously, and still be good and still score goals. Right? It's like, striker is just weird, you know?
Yeah, no, and that is very similar, right? Is he can be the worst player on the pitch and score goals. I mean, that's what he kind of does for Spurs. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot tougher competition on Spurs, obviously, than the Brazil national team for that title. But
he also gets to play against Burnley, where Brazil usually doesn't get that easy of a game.
Yeah, fair.
That's all the matches. I think he's good. I think if you're making a wild card team today, I think he's in the team.
He's probably on pens too.
He's probably on pens. I think he's in your team for sure.
Yeah. I mean, how is Saka better than Rich? He's not. Saka.
Fucking Saka. Please blank. Please blank.
Fucking Saka.
Time is that game? 7:30 in the morning here on Saturday, so it'll be
2 days later. It'll be or something.
Yeah, it'll be 8:30 p.m. Great. Of dinner and watching blank. Watch Palace win. Few questions. Short pod. Oh my god, it's an hour.
Not short. Yeah, we're regular.
We're actually incapable of a short pod. We need like a someone in charge of us. We're just too reckless. We have to drink soup in separate rooms. If you know, you know. Redcut said, I may have somehow ended up with Elise in my team. What do I do?
Transfer him out. He's not healthy. Next question.
Yeah. T-Cap's looking for other differentials. He loves your MGW differential shot on Friday. Do you have any others that you're into?
Well, I guess about? Kev isn't a differential anymore.
Yeah, Kev, yeah. Becoming less and less of a differential. Rashford. Nah, I don't know.
Nah, we're good.
Yeah, it's fine. And then test tube is Bowen a sell with without Kudus and Paqueta?
What about without Bowen?
Without his knee. How about that?
Yeah, also him?
How about the fluid? Shout out to the fluid. Yeah, no, he's obviously hurt. We don't know how badly, but we'll see.
All of that, and also he's not fit, so he's not a good pick right now.
Yeah, agreed.
I think the one other, I mean, we were talking a little bit on Discord of the under the radar on no teams plex is Ladro.
João Pedro?
Yeah.
Great pick.
Great pick.
Love him. Wish I had him. I've been sitting here with Ollie one pointer. I had João Pedro so badly. Yeah. Great fucking pick.
Yeah. He just looks like he is kind of stepping into a new gear. The last few games watching them play, and they do have pens, and they do have a really, really kind run for the next few months. And the main issue for me with that one is just the team is still really fucked up and injured and missing very important components and cogs.
It's like good still, and bad for him because
his minutes are more secure,
but the team's
performances are less secure.
Yeah, yeah.
All of that, though, I don't care as much because it does just make his security of start feel very high. And I just feel like, like he's just been playing a lot better and he looks good. I mean, he definitely is a buy for me. If you're like Watkins,
I think
how is Watkins better than me? He's just not. I don't think Watkins is better.
I don't think he is. I don't think he is either. Minutes was the only reason that Ollie was kind of better than him. And that's no, if we're saying that's no longer necessarily an issue,
which is exactly what we're saying.
Yeah, I think Colin, I mean, we'll see his team in 2 weeks from now or whatever when we do our next live stream, but he wildcarded and I talked him into Ladro. So he has just like, if you wildcarded into Game Week 21, you have such a different team than everyone. It's actually so fun. Like my wildcard team was not that interesting. The only interesting thing was like, what do I do with Holland, Mo, and Son? And obviously I didn't get any of them and I got fucking railed. But like the rest of my team was basically the same as everyone's. Wildcarding 21, you have like six picks that no one has.
Yeah.
Because it's just the way it fell.
Yeah.
All right, let me slap asses. We got a couple new signups, Young Entrepreneur and Brent Loop. Slap the ass, baby. Get in there. Any last words, Dave?
I'm not going to see you tomorrow. I'm going to see you in a couple of weeks, man.
See you in two weeks. Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you. I'll send pics. All right, dude.
Send pics of what?
I don't know. Some cool shit.
Going driving to work?
Yeah, you don't want to see some food or something?
Oh, you'll send pics.
No, I'll send pics. You're asking me something. Send me pics of your day-to-day. I want to know what you're up to, dude.
What?
I just start FaceTiming you in bed. I'm like, what's up? What are you doing? Twirling my non-existent hair.
We can each twirl our non-existent hair together.
Yeah, just fucking do
fucking
this.
Couple ball prods over here. No big deal.
Check us out at FMLfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at FMLfield. Sports at PJ.com/FMLfield. Subscribe, rate, review. Cheers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.